Beginning was Zechanishmas. Mordechai ben Aryeh, Esther Bas Baruch, Shlomo ben Yishaberach, Chaim ben Israel Levi, Rav Bas Israel, Shulchaim ben Shabbos Psachia, Tzihirsh ben Chaim Moshe, Yaakov ben Moshe Yechiel, Menachem Mendel ben Shmuel, Rochalei Bas Yosef, Reuven ben Avram Betzal, Bas Shav Bas Pesach Mordechai, Rochel Bas Shlomo Yoel Cohen. We're starting with Chaf Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah had just said that everyone is qualified to write a get, even one who is a cheresh, a shota, or a katan. The Gemara asks, V'halav b'nei de'aninu, but the cheresh, shota, and katan don't have da'as. So if they don't have da'as, how could they write a get? After all, Rashi adds, we require the get be written l'shma. So how can a cheresh, shota, katan who don't have das, how can they write the get? So Tosfos Nisha suggests that the Gemara is asking this question, assuming that our Mishnah is following the shita of Rabbi Elazar, that ksiva is required lishma min haTorah. According to Meir, though, Tosfos says, there is no requirement to have ksiva lishma. There's only a requirement to have chasimos lishma. So the Gemara's question at this point, Tosfos assumes, is within the shita of Rabbi Elazar, who requires ksiva lishma, how do we allow a cheresh shota v'katan who don't have das to write a get, since they can't possibly write it lishma? So that's Tosfos' initial pshat in the Gemara's question here. And the Gemara, and Tosfos then subsequently suggests that maybe even according to Meir, the Gemara is asking that you should require ksiva lishma midrabanan, and therefore, the Gemara is asking, how can a cheresh shota v'katan provide that ksiva lishma? Okay, either way, the Gemara is asking, cheresh shota v'katan don't know how to write lishma, how could they write the get? Answers the Gemara, number of different possible explanations. Amar Avuna, Avuna says first as follows. Papa Yamud, v'hu shahaya gadol omid akava. It could be that the allowance for a cheresh shota v'katan to write the get is dafka if and when there is an adult, a gadol, who is standing over them, and Rashi adds, instructing them, make sure you write the get lishma. So yes, our Mishnah follows Rabbi Elazar. We require ksiva saget lishma min haTorah. And a chanami, a cher shot v'katan on their own are not capable of doing so because they have no das. But if you have a gadol, omer al-gabav, and he's instructing them to write the get lishma, under those circumstances, we assume that the cheresh shota v'katan could, in fact, write the get lishma. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara, that the gadol is instructing the cheresh shota v'katan to have in mind lishma when he writes the get, and the katan can do so under those circumstances. There is another interpretation that we've shown that the benefit of gadol omer al-gabav is not that the gadol instructs the katan to write lishma, but rather the katan himself cannot write the get lishma. The gadol is the one who has in mind lishma, and there's a tziruf, as it were, between the kavan lishma of the gadol standing there and the maisik siv of the katan who's writing it, and that also is sufficient for the requirement of lishma. Either way, the Gemara is answering that if you have a gadol omer al-gabav, that takes care of the issue of ensuring that the ksiva saget is lishma. I'm a layer of Nachman. Nachman says, back to Rav Huna. Alamiata, well, according to your explanation, that if there's an adult Jew standing over the katan, then that takes care of the concern of lishma. So if that's so, asks Rav Nachman, Avikachavim v'Yisrael omid al-gabav. So let's say a guy is riding the get and a Jew is standing overhead. Hachinami de kasher. So we just said that also is kasher. The chitema hachinami. And if you'll assume, yes, that is valid, that can't be. Vatani the Brisa says, Ovikachavim, pasul. A guy cannot write a get. So Rav Nachman is asking Rav Huna, according to your interpretation of the Mishnah, you could have a cherish, shote, the katan, write a get with a Yisrael Omer al-Gabav, then why can't you allow a guy to write a get under the same circumstances? So the Gemara answers, Ovikachavim, the Daite dinafshe avad. No, there's a difference. When a katan writes the get and there's Yisrael omel agabav instructing him, have in mind lishma, he'll do it. When a guy writes a get, you can have as many Yisrael gadol omel agabavs as you like. The guy's not going to listen. He's got his own mind. He does what he wants. It's not a question of, oh, he doesn't know, have someone there to instruct him. It's that he doesn't care. He'll do what he wants. And therefore, the gadol omel agabav will not help. So, answers the Gemara as to why we distinguish, according to Rav Huna, between a katan writing the get with a gadol omel agabav, which is kosher, versus a guy writing the get, even with a gadol omel agabav, which is pasul.
Why doesn't the Gemara say, I mean, many places in the Shas, it says, it can't be talking about an over kachon because it's not an ish. And here, ish, it means the man, the Baal has to write it, right?
The question, though, is that either the Baal writes the get or a shliach writes the get.
Mm-hmm.
So the question of ish is not really so relevant here because although in some cases the Gemara says in other contexts that a non-Jew is not considered Adam, there is no such reference here in the parasha of get particular term.
Right, it's Adam, not ish.
Okay. Now, Tosis is bothered by the fact that even if we could account for the lishma component of the writing, you have a chayr shot of a katan writing the get and the gadol omel agabav saying do it lishma, but what about the fact that you need a shliach to write the get? A katan can't be a shliach. So Tosis writes that it could be that according to this sugya in the Gemara, there is no need for a shliach to write the get. There might be a need for the get to be written lishma, but the writing of the get does not need to be done bishlichus on behalf of the Baal. That's what Tosis writes is the assumption of the Gemara here, that we just are concerned about lishma. We're not concerned about shlichus because you don't need that the shliach of the Baal write the get. You need the get to be written lishma, but you don't need to be written by a shliach of the Baal.
If somebody writes without the knowledge of the Baal, and he writes, he knows that all the names, exactly the city, etc., etc., he's writing it lishma for them to get divorced, even though the Baal doesn't know about it. And then the Baal says, oh, okay, I'll accept it.
Right. Good. So Tosis says, no, you need the tzivui habaal to make it lishma. He must tell you, I want you to write this get for me. And only then is it considered that you're writing it lishma.
And he can't do it afterwards, I accept it. That,
right. It has to be written knowing that the husband told you to do so.
Right.
Okay, moving on. Hada Amrav Nachman. Nachman then subsequently said afterwards, Lav Milsi Hidamri. What I said initially, that why can't you have an Ovid Kochavim writing the get with the Yisrael Amin Agabav? I was incorrect. Because the truth is, says Rav Nachman, in the next Mishnah, we specifically exclude a guy from serving as a shliach to bring the get.
Mm.
But the first half of the Mishnah, the previous Mishnah we just did, makes no such explicit reference and exclusion to a guy writing the get. So that implies Mechal, Dilinian Ksiva Kasher. The fact that the Mishnah goes out of its way to exclude a guy from bringing the get does not make any such mention of a guy when it speaks about who can or cannot write the get. That implies that a guy could write the get. So if Nachman had just challenged Rav Huna by saying that, according to your logic, why can't a guy write a get with the Yisrael Amin Agabav, and after all we know a guy cannot write a get, now if Nachman is saying that, I'm not so sure, a guy could write a get. So Gemara asks, well, about time the Braisa said, you quoted it yourself, of a Kochavim Pasul, that a guy cannot write a get. So the Gemara answers, "Hahir Rabbi Lazar he da Amar Edim Asir Karsi Ubainan Ksiva Lishma." The Braisa, which says a guy cannot write a get, that follows Rabbi Lazar, who says that the Edim who watched the giving over of the get, that's the critical Edis to affect the divorce. And according to Rabbi Lazar, when the pasuk says Vikasav La, which we darshan to mean write her the get lishma, that's referring to the Ksivas Haget Ubainan Ksiva Lishma. The Ksivas Haget must be done lishma. Okay, so a guy certainly has his own mind. He doesn't write the get lishma no matter how many times you tell him to do so. So the braisa, which excludes a guy from writing the get, that's dafka lefi shita shabalazar, that says you need to see if it's a get lishma, and a guy can never be assumed to write the get lishma. Mashenkin, our Mishnah, Rav Nachman is saying now, which does not exclude a guy from writing the get, our Mishnah talk holds that a guy could write the get. How could that be? You have to write the get lishma. Tara says, no, our Mishnah follows Rav Meir, Rashi explains. Rav Meir holds that only the chasim ha'edim have to be done lishma, not the ksivas ha'get. That's the pshat in our Mishnah. So we have now two interpretations of our Mishnah, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Rav Huna says that a cheir shotev katan can write a get, provided a gadol is omil agabav, to instruct them to write the get lishma. According to Rav Huna, a guy cannot write a get because he never writes the get lishma. But now we have the second pshat in the Mishnah, that of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says our Mishnah follows Rav Meir. Rav Meir says only chasimas haget must be done lishma. Ksivas haget does not need to be done lishma. Hence, a guy could write the get, and even a cheresh shotev katan can write the get. That's Rabbi Nachman's pshat in the Mishnah. On Rav Nachman, Nachman says further, Omer Hayar Meir, Meir used to say, Afilu matzo be'ashpa, even if you find a get discarded in the garbage, and you realize it's written out to the right names, just by chance, my name, my wife's name, chasma v'nas, you figure, great, I'll save money on the sofa. He takes the get out of the garbage, signs to Adam on it, gives it to his wife, kosher. According to Meir, that's kosher, because, again, Meir holds only ksiva must, only chasima must be done lishma, not the ksiva. So here you find the get in the garbage, the ksiva was clearly not done lishma, it's done for somebody else, doesn't matter, as long as you sign Adam on it, good enough. Eise Rav Olav Nachman, Rav asks of Nachman, v'kasav la lishma, Pasuk says he should write the get for her. We interpret that to mean write it lishma. My lav ksiva saget, doesn't that mean the writing of the get must be done lishma? Kasha, on your interpretation, that Rav Meir holds that the ksiva saget does not need to be done lishma. So the Gemara answers, lo, chasimas edim. When the pasuk says v'kasav la lishma, it's referring not to the ksiva saget, according to Rav Meir, it's referring to the chasimas ha'edim. That must be done lishma. Esbiravrav asks another kasha. We learned in the Brisa as follows. Kol get shenichtav. The Mishnah says as follows. Kol get shenichtav shelo lishamisha. Any get written not for the sake of any particular woman is possible. Doesn't that prove that ksivas haget must be done lishma? So my answer to Rav Meir, we would say as follows. Ema shenichtam. For Meir, we would say that what the Mishnah really means is to say that any get that is signed without any particular couple in mind is pasul. Third shayla, Eisve, kishu kosvo, when you write part of the get, kilu kosvo lishma, it's as if you wrote the entirety of the get lishma. My love, doesn't that mean kishu kosvo l'toref lishma, when you write the names and the date lishma, it's kilu kosvo the toface lishma. It's if you're writing the entirety of the get lishma. So the Gemara says, "Lo, that's not correct." What it really means is as follows: kishu chosmo lishma. When you sign the get lishma, then kilu kosvo lishma. It's as if you're writing the get lishma. So all these three scenarios that we just quoted from the Mishnah, the Braisa, we reinterpret the word ksiva to mean chasima, and that's why this has to be lishma according to Rav Nachman, according to Rav Meir. Now the Gemara says, "Nivay seim," or you can simply answer as follows: "Hani masnisin mani." Who are these brises and mishnayos who say ksiva must be done lishma follow? Rabbi Lazari, that's Rabbi Lazar. Dama who says edim misira karsi. Rabbi Lazar says the edim misira are the ones who affect the gerushin, and Rabbi Lazar holds as well that the ksiva saget taka must be done lishma. According to Rabbi Lazar, the pasuk says v'kasa avla v'darshin la lishma. It's a reference to the ksiva saget. The brisa in the Mishnah, which says that the and those brisas and mishnayos that said that ksiva saget must be done lishma follows Rabbi Lazar dafka. When we said that you don't need ksiva lishma, we were saying according to Rav Meir holds that v'kasa avla refers to the chasima saedim. That must be done lishma. The ksiva saget does not need to be done lishma. And therefore, Our Mishnah, which we had explained according to Rav Nachman, allows a cheresh shorti b'katan to write the get. That's because our Mishnah follows Rav Meir, that the chasima must be done the shema, not the ksiva. And in Echnami, according to Meir, according to our Mishnah, a goy can write a get too, because you don't need ksiva l'shma. You can print it out, you can have a goy write it, it's all the same thing. No need for ksiva to get l'shma, according to Meir, at all. Therefore, even a goy could write the get l'shma, could write the get in our Mishnah.
Is our Mishnah a Stam Mishnah? Doesn't mention anybody's name?
True, our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, in so which case it's more likely it's a mayor in general, sure. Right, correct, that's a valid point, right? Okay, now the Gemara offers a third shot in the Mishnah. So bear in mind, we had started off by asking, how could a Cheir Shatav HaKatam write a get? What about Lashma? So one answer we gave was that there's a Gadol Omer Agabav instructing him to write Lashma. Another answer we gave was, our Mishnah is a mayor. We never need Ksiva Lashma, only Ksivas Eden Lashma. Third answer now. Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, Shmuel answers as follows. You know why the Cheresh Shotei B'Katan can write the get in our Mishnah? What about Lishma? Here's the answer. V'hu Sheshir Makam HaTorev. The Cheresh Shotei B'Katan is allowed to write the get, provided that when he writes the get, he does not write the Torah. He only writes the Tofes, meaning he writes the standard Nusach HaGet that every get has. He does not write the names and the date that is unique to this particular couple. Because when we speak of ksivas get l'shma, we mean dafka, that critical part of the get, the Torah, the names, the date, that must be done l'shma. So when our Mishnah says that we allow cheresh shotei b'katan to write the get, despite the fact they can't do l'shma, that means we allow them to write the tofes haget, the standard nusach haget. You know, leave out the critical spots. The Torah haget you leave out. That we will fill in later, and that we will have someone else who is a gadol do it l'shma.
So that's where we can have somebody who writes a whole bunch of git with no details in it, and the l'shma has to be the detail, so we can purchase that or get it and then just write
according to Rav Meir, or even according to Rav Elazar, correct. According to Rav Elazar also, according to Rav Elazar, you can write the tofes, not the toref, and the toref will be written l'shma later on. Right. This is the shita of Shmuel, according to Rav Elazar, correct.
And always bring two to a wedding.
V'chein Amr Bechaga, Shmei Te'ula. And Bechaga, the name of Ula, says as well, V'hu Shashir Makam HaTorev. That as long as you leave the critical names and date out, then you can write the rest of the get even Shlolishma. Rabbi Lazari quoted this interpretation that our Mishnah is only allowed in the writing of the Tofes. Our Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Zvika Amr Rabbi Yochanan Eina Torah. Rabbi Zvika, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, says, no, this is not correct. My Eina Torah, what do you mean by that? You don't listen to this? Why not? Amr Rabbi Abba Kan Hodiecha She'ein Koach L'shma. Because what Rabbi Yochanan is telling you here is that the Mishnah, that is telling us that you don't need L'shma in the Ksiva at all. In other words, don't make a distinction between the Tofes and the Torah. No, our Mishnah is of the opinion you don't need Ksivas Haget L'shma whatsoever. Because our Mishnah follows Shittas Rav Meir, that it's the Edim who signed the get that affect the Gerushin, and therefore only the Chasima must be done L'shma, not the Ksiva. Sigmar asks, but Rabbi Barbachana quotes Rabbi Yochanan, who Taka says our Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar, not Rabbi Meir, so we should need Ksiva L'shma. And says the Gemara, more Roy Ninu, I'll leave Rabbi Yochanan. It's Machlokas, what Rabbi Yochanan said, whether our Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir, that only the Edim have to sign L'shma, whether our Mishnah follows Rabbi Lazar, that the Ksiva must be done L'shma. At the end of the day, we have three different interpretations in the Gemara how to explain the Psak in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that a Cheresh Shotei B'Katan can write a get. We had asked, how could that be? They have no das. They can't write the get l'shma. The answer is number one, either Afuna's answer. There's a gadol Omer Agabov who's instructing them to write the get l'shma. Under those circumstances, we assume that the Cheresh Shotei B'Katan could write the get l'shma. But even so, a guy cannot because he won't listen to anybody. He's independent. I died from the Nefshei Kavod. Or if Nachman's pshat, then our Mishnah follows with Meir. Meir says only the chasimas ha'edim must be done l'shma, not the ksivas haget. If that's the case, that's why a cheresh shotei b'katan can write the get, even without l'shma. And according to that, even a guy could write the get, because we don't need the Shema and the Ksivas again altogether. That's Rav Nachman's pshat in the Mishnah. We have Vira Meshmuel and Ula's pshat in the Mishnah, which is that really our Mishnah follows Rav Elazar, that the writing of the get must be done the Shema, but only the Toref must be done the Shema. The Tofes can be written Shlo Lishma, and then they leave out the Toref, and that will be written later by a Gadol who does it Lishma. Okay. Next Mishnah. Hakol Ksherin Lahavi Esaget Chutz Mecheresh Shota Vikatan. Anyone is kosher to bring the get as a shliach on behalf of the husband, with the exception of Echeresh Shota Vikatan, Vesuma Vavikachavim, or a blind person, or a non-Jew. They also cannot serve as shluchim to bring the get from the husband to the wife. So, Mishnah then offers the following scenarios. Kibel ha-katan v'higdol. Let's say he was given the get when he was still possible to serve as a shliach. He was a katan, but then he becomes a gadol. Cheresh v'nispakach. He was deaf, mute, when he received the get. Now he's healthy. Suma v'nispatach. He was blind when he received the get, and now he became able to see again. Shota v'nishtafa. He was not of sound mind. Now he is of sound mind. Ovid kochavim v'nizgayer. He was not Jewish at the time that he received the get. Now he became Jewish. In all these cases, puzzle. Because when they were given the get, they were not kosher to be shluchim. Aval, however, pikeach, he was given the get when he was a healthy person. V'nizcharech. Then he became a cheresh. V'chazer in his back, and he became healthy again. Pasuach v'nistema. He received the get when he was able to see, and then he lost his sight. V'chazer v'nispatach, and then he regained his sight. Or shofa, he was of sound mind when he received the get. V'nishtata, he lost his mind. V'chazer v'nishtata, he became of sound mind again. Kasher, all of these cases, he can serve as a shliach. Zachal, this is the rule. Kol shetchilaso, v'sofa b'das, kasher. He has to be of sound mind and of good health, of das, bar das, when he receives the get and when he delivers the get. What happens in between doesn't bother us. So, the Mishnah is telling us that if he received the get when he was pasul l'shlichus, then he became kasher l'shlichus, no good. If he received the get when he was kosher l'shlichus, became posel, and then became kosher again, that is good. Okay. So the Gemara asks, Bishlama cheresh shota v'katan, delav b'nei denenu. I understand the cheresh and a shota and a katan cannot serve as shluchim to bring the get because they have no das. And Rashi explains, and this maybe refers back to what you were saying before, George, to be a shliach, you have to be an ish, says Rashi. You can't be a katan, and you can't be someone who doesn't have das. So cheresh, shota v'katan, cannot serve as shluchim. So I understand that they cannot be the ones to bring the gets. Ovikachavim nami, lach bar heterehu. A guy is not subject to dinam of getim v'kedushim. And therefore, since this whole parsha doesn't apply to him, he can't serve as a shliach either. El suma milo. But the question the Gemara asks is, why is it that a blind person cannot serve as a shliach? He's a bar das, he's a gadol, why can't he be a shliach? On Rav Sheshes, Sheshes says, it's not so much a halachic disqualification as it is a practical disqualification. Why? He just doesn't see who's giving him the get, and who he's giving it to. So how can he be a shliach if he can't identify the one giving and the one receiving? Mask with Rav Yosef. Yosef asks, that's not necessarily true. Heich suma mutav ishto. How is a blind man ever allowed to have relations with his wife? Heich b'nei adam mutarim ben shosayim b'layla. Or how do people have the right to be with their wives in the dark of night when they can't see their wives? So in all those cases, how is a mutter? Clearly, ele b'tivius ena dekala. We assume that the Summa, or the person in the pitch black of night, can identify the woman he's with based on her voice. So if that's the case, Hachanami, Betvius, Eina Dekala. So here too, why do you disqualify Rav Sheshes, a Summa, from being a Shliach? Because he can't see who's giving him the get, he can't see who he's giving the get to. Why is that a concern? Let him identify the giver of the get and the recipient of the get based on the voice. Based on the voice. And that serves as valid halachic identification purposes. The voice. I believe Ramban raises this question to Gabi Yaakov and Esav and the Brachos. How could Yitzchak not have identified Yaakov properly based on the voice? Unless Ramban writes that they were identical in terms of their voices also. But
they were twins.
Okay, so you see from the Gemara though that Tvius Eina Dekala, identification by a voice, is so halachically acceptable that even for purposes of one's wife, identifying one's wife properly, you can rely on that. So why can't the Summa rely on that for the purposes of being a Shliach? El Amar of Yosef. So if Yosef gives a different interpretation as to why Summa can't be a Shliach. Hacha b'chutz la'aretz askinan. The only time a Shliach cannot be blind is when we're dealing with a Shliach coming from chutz la'aretz. Diboy l'meimah b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. He has to identify the, he has to say that I saw the writing of the get and the signing of the get. But l'mas l'meimah, that he can't say. He can't say I saw it written, I saw it signed, because he can't see. That's why he can't be a Shliach. So the Gemara asks, well, Amalei Abaye, Abaye says to Rav Yosef, Elamiat, according to that, that's your concern, that he can't see the writing and the signing of the get. So, Pasuch v'nistema, d'matzi amahachi, nami d'kasher. So if he was blind, if he was healthy, able to see, and then became blind subsequently. So he could say, I saw it written. He could say, I saw it signed. So then why can't he be a valid shliach? After all, and yet, v'haksani, Pasuch v'nistema, v'chazim espatach kasher. The Mishnah, however, says, if he was able to see, when he became a shliach, lost his sight subsequently, regained his sight before giving it to the wife, that's kasher. That implies, chazav ben espatachin, only because he regained his sight, he can be a shliach. Lo chazav ben espatach lo, if he didn't regain his sight, he can't be a shliach. But according to you, Yosef, the svar should be that he's allowed to be a shliach because he's able to say, I saw the get written, I saw the get signed. Answers the Gemara, no. Hu adin daf agav de lo chazav ben espatach. You're right, according to Yosef, if someone was able to see and then became a Summa, even if he never regained his sight, he can be a Shliach because he saw the writing of the get and the signing of the get. It's just that once the Mishnah was speaking about someone who became a Shota after being appointed a Shliach, in that case, he can only deliver the get if he regains his mind again. So there, time of the Chazav and Eshtafa, hello Chazav and Eshtafa, hello. There it's dafka because he didn't remain a shota that he's allowed to be the shliach. If he remained a shota, he couldn't be a shliach. So once we're saying the scenario of the shota that way, he was shafoi, then he became a shota, he became shafoi again. So tananami pasuch benistima b'chaz benispatach. So in the case of the blind person also, we use the same scenario. He was able to see, lost his sight, regained his sight. But in chanami, the truth is that he lost his sight and it was permanent. He'd still be able to be a shliach if he was appointed before he lost his sight, because as long as you can say, I saw the writing, I saw the signing, good enough. Amar Vashi, Vashi says, Dekinami, I'll bring you proof. Dekson of the Mishnah says, Kol, Shetchilaso, Vesofo, Bida'as Kasher. The Mishnah said, as long as he starts out the shluchas process and ends the shluchas process with Das, that's okay. He has to be a Godel, he has to be a shofoi, not a shota. Veloksani kol shetchiloso v'sofo b'kashrus kasher. We didn't say that he has to be kosher l'shlichos beginning and end. Shema mina, that proves that in our case where he was able to see and then lost his sight, even though at the end of the day he is not a person who's able to see, but because he was appointed when he could see, he could still be a shliach even though he remains blind. That is meduik in the Mishnah. Next. Bomenei Rabbi Ami. They asked Rabbi Ami the following question. Eved mahu sheyase shliach lekabel get isha miyad baila. Is an Eved allowed to be appointed a shliach to receive the get of a woman from her husband. There's two types of shlichus. There's shlich lehalacha, you bring the get on behalf of the husband, give it to the wife. And there's shlich lekabala, you receive the get from the husband on behalf of the wife. So we're asking, does an eved kenani have the right to be a shliach lekabala to receive the get on behalf of the woman from the husband?
Is the havamin because it's considered a chatzar?
Right? So no, this is a very good question. We're not asking within chatzar. He works as a chatzar, that we know. Well, maybe if he's tied up only, because he can't be chatzar halachas, right? Maybe even has to be sleeping, as Tosis added. But midin chatzar, we know he can work as a chatzar if he belongs to the Isha. We're asking now, aside from chatzar, he's not tied up, he's walking around. Can he be a shliach l'kabbalah on behalf of the woman? And Rashi adds the same question could be asked, could he be a shliach l'holach on behalf of the husband? In other words, we're asking, can an Eved Kanani be a shliach? Period, when it comes to getting the kedusha. So Amar Lahu, so Rabbi Ami answered, the Mishnah excludes only a guy from serving as a shliach. Apparently, an Eved Kanani is allowed to be a shliach. The Mishnah didn't exclude an Eved. The Mishnah excluded only a non-Jew. So that's Rabbi Ami's shita. Whereas Amar Rav Asi, though, quotes Rabbi Yochanan, who says, "Ein Eved nasa shliach lekabel get leishem yad bayla." An Eved cannot be a shliach for gittin. If he she'ein over Torahs, gittin v'kedushin, because he's not subject to kedushin and to gittin, therefore he can't be a shliach for that purpose either. Find some machlokas, Rabbi Ami and Avasi in this regard. Maskevor Avlazar asks Akasha. Taima b'milsa delese. You're telling me, Avasi, that the Eved Kanani cannot be a shliach because he's not subject to dinim of gittin v'kedushin. Hab milsa deise kasher. So that means that if it's something that he is subject to, he could be a shliach. Specifically, says Rashi, legabe truma. An Eved is not allowed to eat hevel. An Eved Kanani has to eat dafka chulin that had truma taken off already. So if the Eved actually was the owner of tavua, he would be allowed to be mafresh truma, and the truma would be chal. So if your whole argument as to why an Eved can't be a shliach is because he's not subject to dinim of gittin v'kedushin. So when it comes to truma, that he is subject to those dinim, he cannot eat tevel, and if he owns tavua, he can and must be mafresh truma. So would you tell me that he could be a shliach, therefore, to be mafresh truma for somebody else? After all, asks the Gemara, what about a guy? A guy has the capacity to be mafresh truma from his own produce. Now the Mishnah says, "Ovikachavim v'akusi shetarmim shalahem." If a guy is mafresh truma from his produce, trumasan truma, the truma is in fact valid. It's considered truma. And Rashi explains we're talking here about the opinion that says that non-Jewish ownership in Eretz Yisrael of land doesn't exempt the produce from that land from chivas trumas and maisos. In other words, we're assuming now that any fruit or produce that grows in Israel is chayav in trumas and maisos, regardless of whether the owner is Jewish or not Jewish. So in that context, the Mishnah is saying, if a non-Jew who owns land in Eretz Yisrael is mafresh truma from his produce, it becomes truma. It becomes truma.
Does he have to give it to a kohen? He has no mitzvah. Like, that's a separate mitzvah.
The guy doesn't have the chiyuv to give to the kohen. If a Jew were to buy the produce from the guy, he would have a chiyuv, take truma, give it to the kohen. But what we're saying here is that if the guy himself is mafresh truma, it becomes truma. So Yisrael can't eat it. Yisrael can't eat it, but it will become truma. So the Gemara asks though, Utsnan, and yet the Mishnah says, "Avikachavim shetaram shal Yisrael afilu b'shus ein trumas v'truma." Despite the fact that we're assuming that non-Jewish owned produce in Eretz Yisrael is subject to chiv trumas v'maisos, and despite the fact that we're assuming that a guy who is mafresh truma from his produce, the truma is chal, and Yisrael can't eat it, nonetheless, we still see that a guy cannot be a shliach to separate truma for Yisrael. By time, why not? It says by truma, kein terimu gamatem. Also you should take off truma. And we darshan that to me as follows. that Ma Atem Yisrael, Af Shluchacham Yisrael. That Gam Atem teaches me that a Shliach can also be Mafresh Truma, provided he is a Yisrael as well. So, the Gemara is asking as follows. On the one hand, you're telling me that a guy is subject to the dinim of Trumas and Maisus and Eretz Yisrael. By that I mean that his produce is Chayav and Trumas and Maisus, and if he's Mafresh Truma, it becomes Truma, and Yisrael cannot eat it. On the other hand, you're telling me that a guy cannot be a Shliach to separate Truma for Yisrael. But according to you, Ravasi, why not? You told me that whenever you're not subject to dinim of Gittim and Kedushin, you can't be a Shliach, which implies that if you were subject to dinim of Gittim and Kedushin, you could be a Shliach. Here I have an example, a model of a guy who is subject to Truma and yet cannot be a Shliach. So the question is that L'chor would be true for an Eved as well, that an Eved also, who is subject to Truma, he has mitzvahs like an Isha, cannot be a Shliach, because he's not a Jew, full-fledged Jew. So the Gemara answers, Amit Zverbiana, Zverbiana says, Lo, no, you read this wrong. It's not that only a Yisrael can be a Shliach, because like we said before, even an Eved who is subject to dinim of Truma can be a Shliach. So why then can a guy not be a Shliach? Because Ma'atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. The exclusion by Truma is that the Shliach has to be someone who has bismila, who is subject to the bris of mitzvos. A guy is not. An Eved Kanani is. And if an Eved Kanani would be allowed to be a Shliach in this case. Okay, so now getting back to our machlokas, Rabbi Ami of Asi. Can an Eved be a Shliach for purposes of Gittin or not? Rabbi Ami said yes, Rabbi Asi said no. In that context, Om Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Ha'Eved Nasa Shliach Lekabel Ger Isha Miad Baila. An Eved cannot be a Shliach to receive the get on behalf of a woman from her husband. Why? V'sha'eno, the Torah, Gittin V'Kedushin, because an Eved is not subject to Gittin V'Kedushin, like Rabbi Asi had pointed out before. And even though we said that if a owner of a shivcha kananis tells her, you are remaining a shivcha, but your child is freed with this shtar shichur. So this follows, im haisa ubra, if she is pregnant at the time, zachsalo, she can receive the shtar shichur on behalf of the unborn child to free him upon his birth. So the Gemara here is quoting Rabbi Yochanan, on the one hand says that an Eved cannot be a Shliach for the purposes of Gerushin, despite the fact that the Shivcha Kananis apparently could be a Shliach to receive the Shtar Shichur on behalf of her own Vlad. So that seems to be a question Rabbi Yochanan is posing here. So the Gemara asks, Mai im Haisa Ubra Zachsalo? The Gemara asks, what's your association here between Shtar Shichur and Get Gisha? In other words, Rabbi Yochanan just said that an Eved can't be a Shliach for an Isha to get a Get, even though a Shivcha can receive a Shtar Shichur on behalf of her unborn child. And the question that Rashi explains is as follows. What was the reason an Eved can't be a Shliach for an Isha? Because he's not Bataras Gittin V'Kedushin. Well, that has nothing to do with a Shivcha Kananis receiving a Shtar Shichur on behalf of her unborn child, because a Shivcha Kananis is subject to Dinam of Shichur. So, it's understandable she can receive the Get Shichur for her child. So what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? Oh, an Eved cannot be a Shliach for Get Isha, even though a Shivcha could receive a Shtar Shichur for the unborn child. What's even the half meaning of a question here? So, Ki also Rav Shmuel Vayehuda Amar, Rabbi Yochanan Tati Amar. Rav Shmuel Yehuda explained, Rabbi Yochanan was saying two different dinim, as follows. Nir madvarim sh'evin mekabla get l'chavero miyad rabo sh'chavero. What he meant to say was that an Eved can receive a shtar shichur on behalf of a fellow Eved from that fellow Eved's owner. Avalo miyad rabo shalo. But an Eved cannot receive a shtar shichur for a fellow Eved if they both have the same owner. That he cannot do. And Rashi explains, the reason is because when an Adon gives a Shtar Shichur to the Eved, the Shtar Shichur has to leave the Adon's Rishus. When he gives it to the Eved, okay, leaves the Adon's Rishus. But that's because the Adon is in the process of freeing the Eved. So giving him the Shtar Shukhar, it's like he's becoming freed, and the Get is leaving the Adon just at that very same moment. But here what's happening. The Adon is given the Shtar Shukhar to Eved number one on behalf of Eved number two. Eved number one is not being freed. He remains the Adon's Rishus, the Adon's Chatzar. So how does that free Eved number two if the Shtar Shukhar remains in the Adon's possession? So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, Taki right. An Eved can receive a Shtar Shukhar for another Eved if they have a different owner. But he can't receive a Shtar Shukhar for another Eved if they have the same owner. And if you'll ask me, but we have a halacha paskin, that a pregnant shivcha can receive a shtar shukhar on behalf of her unborn child. Well, why does that work? Isn't that the same as two avadim with the same owner? One should not be allowed to accept the shtar shukhar on behalf of the other. And moral of tell them as follows: Shnei gedolei hador pirshu as hadavar. Two gedolim explained this. Reb Zera, Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Chad amar hamani Rebbe hi. One says that this din, that a shtar shukhar can be given to a pregnant shivcha on behalf of her unborn child, follows shitas Rebbe. To Amar, who says hamishachre chatsi avdo kana, that you can free part of an eved. So here, when the woman, the shivcha, receives the shtar shukhar on behalf of her unborn child, it's not like two avadim, one receiving the shtar from their owner on behalf of the other. Rather, it's like one Eved receiving a shtar that frees half of him. That's what's happening here. Charam my time, Rebbe, and one says, what's pshat in Rebbe? Why does he say that giving this pregnant woman shivcha, the shtar shivcha for her child, is like freeing half the Eved? Because Kusav Rebbe holds uber yerach imahu denasa kemish heknula achal me'ivarel. Fetus is like an extension, a limb of the mother, of the woman. And therefore, when giving her a shtar shukhar on behalf of the unborn child, it's like saying, I'm freeing part of you, which Rebbe says is a valid start to the shukhar process. Moving on, the Mishnah says, af hanashim she'enon ne'emanos lomar meis baila. Even those women who are in the category of those who may not testify about someone else's husband dying, ne'emanos lohavi eskita, they still can serve as a shliach to bring the get. Meaning, in general, when it comes to Aguna, we accept even an Eid Echad who says Leah's husband is dead, she can remarry. We accept even a woman who says Leah's husband is dead, she can remarry. But there's a group of small number of women who cannot make such a statement because we don't trust them. We suspect them of lying in an attempt to mislead the woman to remarry while she's still really married to the first husband, so that she should end up being kind of in very difficult legal trouble. Who are these women? Chamosa, her mother-in-law, Bas Chamosa, her sister-in-law, Tsarasa, her husband's other wife, Yivimta, her husband's brother's wife, Ubas Baila, her husband's daughter. These women often bear resentment or dislike for the woman in question. Therefore, we don't trust them to say, oh, your husband died. We do trust them, however, to bring the get as a shliach. Ma ben get lamisa, what's the difference? If you suspect them of lying when they say your husband died, why do you not suspect them of lying when they say this is a valid get? Shaksav mochiach, because the written get itself is already proof that the get was written by the husband. And therefore we allow these women to serve as shluchim to bring it. Ha'isha atzma, levias gita, a woman can bring her own get. Levad, shitzvich lomar, fanechtam, as long as she says, I saw it written and I saw it signed, she can serve as a shliach to bring her own get from Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara asks about Tanya, but we learned in the Braisa, K'shem she'ein ne'emanos lomar meis baila, kach ein ne'emanos lavi gita. We have a Braisa which says that these women are not allowed to serve as shluchim to bring a get for this woman. So why does the Mishnah say they are allowed? Am Rav Yosef lo kash, it's not a stira. Kan ba'aretz, kan b'chutz La'aretz, depends where you are. Ba'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, the lav adi vor dida kasam chinan. In Eretz Yisrael, shluch brings a get. We don't need to rely on him to say b'fan nechta, b'fan nechta. There's no need to say it altogether. So if this woman brings the get in Eretz Yisrael, where we don't need to rely on her deeper for any sort of halachic authentication, so then mehemna. So she's believed to bring the get. We don't need her edus, so she can bring the get. But b'chutz la'aretz, da dibur, da kasam chinam, but b'chutz la'aretz, where we need her to tell us that the get is valid, then lo mehemna. Then she can't be the shliach. In other words, she can't serve in a role of shliach if we will need to rely upon her statements attesting to the kashrus of the get. Because if we rely on her to authenticate the get, then we have to suspect that she's lying. That's Rav Yosef. Amalei Abaye, Abaye responds, Adrab, on the contrary, Ibcha Mestabra, the verse is more logical. Ba'aretz, when she brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, Di'i Asi Ba'al Ma'ar Mashkechin and Bey, where we're vulnerable in a sense, because if the husband later comes and says a get is a fraudulent forgery, then we have to listen to it. So Di'ika Lameimar, L'kukulu Kam L'chavni L'mehemna. So there, if such a woman brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, and she knows that if the husband comes down later down the line and says the get's fraud, we believe him. She might be dafka be planning that. So therefore you can't accept her get that she brings. But in chutzlaretz, where once she says von nechtab, the husband can never again revisit the get. In that case, mehemna, we should believe her. In chutzlaretz, because what's the concern? The husband is not able to overturn the validity of the get subsequently. So therefore, we have no reason to suspect the woman here of bringing this to bedafka, create trouble for the woman in question. So then we should believe her to serve as a shliach get in chutzlaretz. So argues Abaye against Rav Yosef. Okay, conclude here. Thank you for tomorrow. Good day to all.
Thank you, Ruby.
Thank you very much.
Good day. Thank you.